Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Chof Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amud Beis, at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Ein Mamid in Behema Bepindakis, Shalnochrim, Bepinei Shehen Chashudim Ala Ha'ovar. One may not stand an animal at the inn of idolaters because they are suspected of bestiality. Loitisyachet Isha Imahem Bepinei Shehen Chashudim Ala Ra'is, and a woman should not be secluded with them because they are suspected of illicit relations. Loitisyachet Adam Imahem Bepinei Shehen Chashudim Al Shichas Domim. And a man should not be secluded with them because they are suspected of murder. Bas Yisrael loyseled es anochris, avanochris mialedes bas Yisrael. A Jewish woman should not act as a midwife for a female idolater, but a female idolater may act as a midwife for a Jewish woman. Bas Yisrael loysanik bena shel nochris, avanochris menika bena shel bas Yisrael purushusa. A Jewish woman should not act as a wet nurse for the baby of a female idolater, but a female idolater may act as a wet nurse for a Jewish woman in the mother's home. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yona, Tepate, Kerebi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer Amal, Eina Nilkachas Min Hanochrim. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Hanina, and Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yona, say that the ruling of the Mishnah that one may not stand an animal at the inn of idolaters because of suspected of bestiality, that follows the rule, the view of Rabbi Lezer, who said that one may not purchase the red heifer, the paradumah, from an idolater because they may have invalidated it from service through bestiality. Rabbi Yonah asked the question, Velamali nan patune divrei Yaakov, ki haida amr blaza b'shem rav, v'afilu kamanda amr mutter limkor asli yachid. Why can't we say that the Mishnah is according to all opinions, because the blaza said in the name of rav, that even according to those who are accustomed to sell small animals, because they're not concerned about bestiality, it's nevertheless prohibited to allow an idolater to be secluded with them. Ava v'yichad divrei Yaakov. And in fact, the answer is that the Mishnah even follows the Chachamim, who agree that ideally it's prohibited to allow an idolater, but if it was already done, Chazal don't assume that the idolater committed a bestiality, so the animal may be used for a sacrifice. The support for this, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, is from the Mishnah in Ksuvah that teaches that if a woman was taken captive by idolaters because they were owed money by her husband, they're not suspected of having relations with her. And how does that fit in with our Mishnah that does not allow a person to stand as animal at the inn of the idolaters? Rather, ideally, we must try to avoid it, but if it had already happened, that she was already captured, then she's permitted to her husband. Well, Rabbi Yosi gives a rejection to this. He says that that case is different because the idolater is afraid that if he will approach her to violate her, she'll scream out. But what if she's mute? Then she will just motion. Maikadoin. The question is, if the answer of the difference between ideally and already done has been rejected, so who does the Mishnah actually follow? Tipate, the answer is, Kribeleze, Dribeleze Oimer, Einan Lekachas Min Anochim. It can follow the Beleze, as we said before, who said that one may not purchase the red heifer from idolaters because they may have invalidated it from service through bestiality. Havabai Meimer, Ma Pligin Rebeleze Rabbanon, Bepar Ashum Male, Hibepar Silsil Hibepar. They wanted to suggest that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Onan both agree that one may buy an animal from idolaters for other sacrifices, but they disagree about the red heifer, because Rabbi Lezer rules that one must be stringent there not to buy it from idolaters. Mimanda Rabbi Onan misivin Rabbi Lezer, kol soin kada yikabsu lecha, hada amma, af bashar, kol advoim, choluk, Rabbi Lezer. But we reject this because from this the Rabbi Onan challenged Rabbi Lezer from the Pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Samach Pasuk Zion, all the sheep of Kedar shall be gathered to you, meaning that in the future all of the sacrifices of the nations will be accepted. This shows that Rabbi Lezer does not allow a person to buy an animal from idolaters, even to use for other sacrifices. Rabbi Yeshua by Rabbi Hashir by Meshivan Dava Shu Lavai Ador Shu Shavar, he asked the question concerning this rejection that Rabbanon said against Rabbi Lezer from the pasuk. Can we ask against the halacha now using this pasuk that discusses the future? And this will be explained. Rabbi Avin boy, Meshivan Dava she Yetzahara Batel Adar she Yetzahara Kayim. Rabbi Avin asked, can we ask using a pasuk that refers to a time when there will be no evil inclination against a time when there is an evil inclination that can cause an idolater to stumble in bestiality? And Rabbi Hoshea Amar V'Lameli Anan Patron La Devei Kol. Rabbi Hoshea asks, how do I know that the pasuk could fit into all opinions, even Rabbi Lezer? Kiay Dama Rabbi Huna B'Shem Rav V'Yishkur Eschari Shloshim Kesev. It's like the statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rav. We have a pasuk in Zechariah in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, and they weighed out my charge 30 pieces of silver, and this corresponds with the 30 mitzvahs that the descendants of Noach, meaning the Goyim, will accept upon themselves in the future. Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Mana ein oilam yochel liyoyf pachoyf mishloishim tzadikim kavinu avram. Rabban say this corresponds with the 30 righteous people that always exist in the world, because Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav Mana, the world cannot exist without 30 righteous people like Avram Avinu. Matam, Avram haya yiyeh minyan shloishim. What's the source for this? And it's in Bereishis, in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, and Avram haya yiyeh will become a great and powerful nation. And the word yiyeh has a gematria of 30. Pa'am shirub mevavel amiyotem be'et yisol, pa'am shirub be'et yisol amiyotem be'vavel, simin yafel la'olam, b'shah shirub ba'aretz. Sometimes most of them are in Bavel, and some are in Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes most of them are in Eretz Yisrael, and some are in Bavel. But it's a good sign for the world where most are in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini b'shem Rav Hoshea kol ha-mitzvot asidin b'nei Noach l'kabala aleihem. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaini, quoting Rav Hoshea, said that in the future, the descendants of Noach will accept all of the mitzvot upon themselves. U'matam, what's the source for this? A pasuk in Tzfanya, ki az epoich el amim safa bu'a. Tzfanya in Perek Gimel pasuk Tes, for then I will convert the people to a pure language that all of them call in the name of Hashem to worship Him of one accord, which is understood to refer to all of the mitzvahs. But ultimately they will change their minds when they see the rebellion of Gog and Magog against Hashem and Mashiach. And what's the source for this? That's in Tehillim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Let us snap their bands and throw off their cords from us, and it refers to the mitzvahs of tefillin and of tzitzis. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Ami, Havin Yassin, Makshe, V'Haksiv, V'Yizbichu La'Hashem, B'Yaymahu, Min HaShalal. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Ami were sitting and wondering about the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who said that one may not buy animals to be used as sacrifices from idolaters because they may have been invalidated by bestiality. But the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim Beis, in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yudalef, and they sacrificed Hashem on that day from the spoils that had come from the Kushim. V'kaimuna v'le'adin in Chavai kimuna v'in Rabbi Ami kimuna, and it was not known if it was the students who answered this or if Rabbi Ami answered this. Al roisha min hashalal she'a b'yadam hikriva. The spoils that were used were not the same spoils about which there was a concern that idolaters had invalidated the animals. They were different spoils about which there was no concern. V'akziv anche b'shemesh helu oila v'yizbichu zvochim la'ashem. The question is, we have a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Tes Vav, and the men of Beit Shemesh brought oil offerings and sacrificed the Zevachim to Hashem. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, how could they sacrifice the cows that were given to them by the Philistines? The response to that is, can we learn from the fact that they sacrificed them in front of the lords of the Philistines? That was a one-time permission given because the miracle there happened through the cows. They wanted to publicize this. And the proof is that didn't Rabbi Abol say in the name of Yosef Bechanina that they even sacrificed female cows as oil offerings, which is never usually done. And the Gemara asks, the Pasuk says though in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Tezvov, and Shaul said, I bought them from the Amalekite because the people took pity on the best of the sheep and cattle in order to sacrifice to Hashem. There's also a question against the Blezer, because the people were intending to sacrifice animals that they took as spoils from the Amalekites. The answer is, we can't learn from Shaul, because the doctor said that King Shaul was like the branch of a sycamore tree, which is weak and does not produce fruit when planted. And the question is, but the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chofdalad, Pasuk Chofdalad, so David bought the threshing floor, and David then offered sacrifices seemingly from the cattle that he bought from Aravna, who was a goy. And the Gemara responds, no, Kana, Vali Hikriv, he bought the cattle, but he did not sacrifice it. Rather, he used his own money for the sacrifices. And the Gemara asks, Vaksiv, Vayema, Aravana, Elamelech, Hashem, Elekecha, Yotzecha. But the previous Pasuk says there, and that's in Shmuel Aleph, Perek, Chof Dalet, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Aravna said to the king, may Hashem, your God, accept you, meaning we can assume it to mean the sacrifices. And the Gemara answers, no, Yotzecha, Betfila, he should accept your prayer. And the Gemara asks, "Vaksiv umiyad ben necha loisakuvas lechem elokeichem mikol eile ein at makriv lekeach at tamimim makriv ma'aved le'rebelezer." The pasuk says, "In vayikra chof beis pasuk chofei, and from the hand of a Gentile you should not offer up as food for your God any of these blemished animals," implying that it's permitted to accept animals from Gentiles to use for sacrifices as long as the animal is not blemished. So how can Rebelezer explain this pasuk? And the Gemara answers, "Lekeach at bedomim umakriv." Hu tani bedomim deloi ki Rebelezer. The pasuk means it's permitted to accept from them the money of a blemished animal and use it to buy an animal for a sacrifice.